This week on Chicago Beer Pass, the studio is full. We got Jerome and Sherry on from Old Dog Beer Company, and they brought with us some beer to try. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick Wade.
And the studio is full this week.
Yeah, we got, man.
Special guests, Jerome and Sherry. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So you guys are from, what is it, Bold Dog Beer now?
Yes. So originally we were Old Bulldog Brewing. Then, you know, we talked to our lawyer and said, this is what we're going for. We want to trademark this. He says, well, there's a Bulldog Brewing in Indiana.
Yeah, like in Whiting or something.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I actually reached out to them a couple times, didn't get any calls returned. So our legal advice was you should just change it now. So did some research and found out that hundreds of years ago, bulldogs were known as bold dogs. So, you know, 600 years ago, whatever it was. So that's kind of we came up with the new name, but more legal advice is telling us that that might not fly either. So we might have to change yet again. So that's kind of where we're at. It's not fun, but as we were told, we kind of put the cart before the horse, and that's where we're at. So.
Okay, yeah, we know many of breweries that have just changed their name a number of times, and so it's just learning, I guess, and growth. And
that, I mean, part of the idea behind our brand is, you know, I had a bulldog. I adopted him in 2009. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's the one that's on the T-shirts. He's on the logo. He's the one that's on the bottle caps. His name is Beefy. So this is kind of a tribute to him. He passed away in April. And bulldogs have always been kind of special to me. So that's kind of why every label has a bulldog on it. That's why we want to stick with the bulldog theme. And it's real, not heartbreaking, but it's a real bummer that, like, we might not be able to do this because it is supposed to be a tribute to him. We're working with the Chicago English Bulldog Rescue. We're fostering a bulldog right now.
Oh, cool.
So that's just kind of our brand. And, like, you know, long-term goal, have a tap room. We'll be able to work with the foster. You know, have people come in, meet the dogs. If they want to adopt them, they can sign up there. That's kind of what we want to do. We want to outreach to this breed. And, you know, that's why I want to stick with the dog theme. And I don't want to settle on something that doesn't mean anything to us,
okay.
If that makes sense.
So. No, yeah, definitely. So you have probably a short list of names that you guys are going through and trying to clear, right?
And the great thing about breweries, I'm not sure the ones that you've dealt with, but sometimes they can take a really long time to get back to you via email. And we emailed Flying Dog because they have Underdog. That was another name that we thought of. They said they're okay with it. They have the name Underdog Atlantic Lager trademarked. I emailed them. Their president actually emailed me back and was like, we have no problem with that. Just don't name anything plain Underdog and we'll be fine.
Okay.
So that's another possibility. I'm really hoping our legal help is not like, it still could be an issue and then we have to do this again. So.
Jeez, I don't know. I just make up names and just go with
and
it.
Just go with it until I get the letter in the mail.
Yeah.
Just go with
it. We binge-watched Rick and Morty this weekend, and we joked around like Wubba Lubba Dub Dub Brewing Company or something like that since it's his new catchphrase.
Yeah. So I'm excited you guys are here, man. So, like, the way I understand it, the story is, like, well, Brad was at bowling at the Brewers a couple years ago, He met you guys, and then he saw you guys again at the same event, maybe a different event, but then all of a sudden you guys had a brewery. Is that what happened? Or?
Yeah, exactly. So Timber Lanes is right around the corner from where we live.
Okay.
So during Craft Beer Week, not this past year, but the year before, we saw this event. I love bowling. I've been bowling since I was a kid. So I was like, let's go do that. Check it out.
Timber Lanes, what's that, Edgewater or something?
No, Irving Park. Center.
Oh, North Center. Yeah. Okay, right
like
on.
Like Irving Park and Wolcott. Tiny, right, cool. Like, 8-lane bowling alley.
Right,
cool. But
yeah. Right around the corner from Beguile.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yep.
Cool.
Which makes it convenient because we can go over their tap room in, like, less than 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love, you know, drinking with brewers even more than I love bowling. So I definitely love that event. I think I tell everyone about it when we do our craft beer weeks every time.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about this beer first. You brought us like 3 beers. Before we get into like what we've been doing this week, what are we drinking right now?
So again, going off of the idea of this is kind of a reason for me to draw silly pictures on labels. Every one of our labels except for one has my dog Beefy that passed away on it. So this was actually Sherry's idea, and I'll let her explain it since it's her idea, and she hasn't talked much yet.
So I really like Harry Potter, and I'm a nerd, and I have no problem with it. So I really wanted to, I think we were at Brew and Grow once, and I saw elderberries, and they reminded me of the Elder Wand from Harry Potter, and then I saw mugwort, and I know that mugwort was used, you know, a long, long, long time ago before they had hops as an actual bittering unit. So I thought that was really neat. So I wanted to come up with a beer that used elderberries and mugwort and make it sort of like Harry Potter themed. I was originally going to use like Phoenix hops and something else. We couldn't find them. So it ended up being an English brown ale with elderberries and mugwort and Fuggle hops. Fuggle, obviously, rhyming with muggle.
Okay.
So the beer is called You're a Wizard Beefy. As a homage to Hagrid when he first tells Harry, "You're a wizard, Harry." It's cool though. I mean, we put Beefy basically on the label as Harry Potter, kind of the scene where he first gets his wand at Ollivander's. So it's pretty goofy. I like it.
Super
it's,
nerdy.
It's so nerdy. And I'm totally fine with it. But it's a really interesting beer. I think it turned out a lot different than what we were going for.
No, Brad, when's the last time you had mugwort, man?
Well, this morning was
actually mugwort.
I can't say I ever have. How about you?
No, I'm still trying to figure out what mugwort is.
I honestly don't even truly know.
It's just like an herb.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Does cause weird dreams as well. It'll cause like super weird lucid dreams. So that's always a really fun reason.
I'm glad we drank this one first, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we were only going to put a little bit of the mugwort in. I think we're only going to put like half the, we got like a 4-ounce bag of it. I think we were only going to put half of it in. And then while brewing it, I was just like, let's just throw the whole thing in there.
And you picked that up at Brew and Go, not like the guy on the corner.
Yeah, no, yes. It wasn't some sketchy guy.
He's got a pencil,
hey,
scribbled mugwort.
I got shrooms in my bag.
Like, yeah, here, just buy this. It's fine.
Just open the jacket. What do you need?
I got the stuff that'll give you weird dreams. Why don't you put this in your beer?
That would be an interesting sight to see if, like, you're just walking down the street and this guy opens up his trench coat and he's got, like, a bunch of different malts and like hops just like in the inside of his jacket.
You just wait, I'm sure it'll happen.
It's gonna be me. I'm gonna do that after this.
Well, this beer is great. It's very easy drinking.
Yeah, it's nice. Got a fun like overtone of like some kind of liqueur or licorice, kind of herbaceous, kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's different, man.
Very cool.
That's what we've been told, so I think that's good.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think so. It doesn't taste like your normal English brown ale, so it's fun.
Well, it's changed a lot, too, even since, like, when we first brewed it. At first, I think when we're putting it into the carboy to ferment it, we both were like, we have no idea how this beer is going to be. This might suck. Like, this might not be a very good beer, and I think once we tried it before it had gotten down to like the correct temperature, we both were like, okay, like still don't really know.
The carbonation does a lot to it too.
Yeah, but I think once we got it down to like really the correct temperature, you could really start tasting more of the elderberries coming into it. And I think that's the liqueur taste that you have.
Yeah.
There's not, you don't really, a mugwort from what I've heard is supposed to be extremely bitter. And I was, that's my concern with when we were using it, I didn't want to use too much. So I'm happy we used the entire pack because I don't think that it has that, that crazy bitterness that I was nervous was going to happen. I think it has.
Yeah, I think we all have a different take on bitterness.
Yeah.
Like people say like, oh, that's bitter. Yeah. Like, no, that's not bitter.
It's not bitter at all.
Do you think it's bitter?
No.
Now, have you guys been to festivals yet this year with the beer, I mean?
No, so that has been an issue. We've been trying to get into festivals. I know other people that have gotten into them that aren't
catching them at the ground level. This is kind of cool. I don't think we've really
We know other brewers, or at least I have heard of other breweries that are not licensed, are not incorporated, like nothing, that are getting into these festivals, and we've reached out to a couple of them and haven't really gotten any response. Probably the cooler things of us doing this was when we did our Kickstarter in February, we were out at Naperville Winter Ale Fest.
Yeah.
Is that the right name? And this guy came up to us, and I was wearing, you know, the old Bulldog pin. He's like, I thought I recognized you. And he looked at her. He's like, you two are the old Bulldog guys, right? And we're like, yeah, how do you know about that? And he's like, oh, we saw your Kickstarter video. Like,
oh,
I thought I recognized you guys, so.
It was neat. It was the first time that we had ever been like, oh, hey, yeah, you're these people. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Wow, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to crack open the, well, the first beer we had was you're a Wizard, Beefy. And then the next beer is a red IPA. It's the Crimson Orbital Boss.
That. Propulsion system.
It's the red IPA, man.
Yeah, that's all I would say. Yeah,
we originally wanted to call it Beefy's Red Rocket.
Yeah.
But we were told that that was inappropriate, and we probably would not be able to get that that cleared.
Right.
So we called it Beefy's Orbital Propulsion System.
Crimson Orbital Propulsion System. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nick powers through these beers, so yeah.
Perfect.
As we're sipping on the red ale, then should we chat about the week and what events we made it to? And yeah, you guys feel free to jump in if you made it anywhere awesome that you want to share with people.
Right on.
I did make it somewhere finally.
Right on, man.
So Oak Park Microbrew was happening.
Yeah.
And you know, I was out in the suburbs, but not in Oak Park.
Which is like the 8th annual one, too. Yeah, it's one of the longest running fests in the area.
Yeah, I hear everyone likes it. But I went out to Church Street.
Right on.
This is...
Which is Itasca, I think.
Itasca, yeah. I was out in IKEA, so out in Schaumburg.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, there's got to be a brewery around here. Ram's right there. I don't want to go with Ram.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, what's nearby? Because you're in the suburbs. Everything's pretty far anyway. Let's just drive somewhere and see. So Church Street wasn't too far. It was like 15 minutes from Itasca, or from Schaumburg, IKEA.
Yeah.
And we went there. It's back in the middle of the industrial district, as you would expect any good brewery to be. Wondering, like, is this really a brewery? Are they open today?
Am I allowed to even go in this door?
Yeah. And then you see someone with a beard standing outside the door, and you're like, that's the brewery.
I'm home. This is where I'm allowed to be.
We went in there. They do samples of all their beers, like $1 each, and it's basically in, like, almost like a 1-ounce Dixie cup. So we were able to, like, like, all 6 or 8 of their beers. And then Maeve and I each got a full beer, and, yeah, it was all pretty great. Church Street stuff's all, like, very light session ales, easy drinking.
Yeah.
I believe, was it Chet is the owner?
Oh.
Chet's definitely the face of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Chet's, like, 6'9".
Yeah. I met him at the Q2 Brewers Guild meeting.
Yeah,
and
Chet's a good guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. He.
I love how Chet insists on wearing bright colors, even though he's 6'9". As if the 6'9 part wasn't enough.
At least you won't notice him.
Yeah. But he actually, you know, again, we're getting started, but he reached out to us, at the event. He came up and was like, oh, you know, what's your plans? Because we kind of introduced ourselves at the meeting. And he's like, you know, if you want a contract with us, like, we'd be more than open to that. But the problem was, I think they have, like, 20-barrel tanks.
Yeah.
And, like, we just didn't have the capital for it. I'm yeah, like, sure. I would love to go buy a 20-barrel tank, but I also don't want to go broke right at the beginning either. So.
Yeah, I know for sure they're open to the idea of brewing for their friends.
Yeah.
They were brewing some of... Cobra Lounge's beers before they got off.
Oh, they
before
were.
Before they started
okay.
brewing themselves. It's not Cobra anymore.
What's All Rise.
All Rise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All Rise.
We had them at Riot Fest last year. That was the first time we tried their beer.
The one beer.
Great.
We haven't been to the new spot yet.
Yeah.
It's nice. They got like 10 beers now.
Yeah, I think we had the. They had an IPA and they had a blonde ale there, I think. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, their blonde ale was great.
That's actually, again, kind of going back. That's kind of what put this idea into our head because the guys at Middlebrow and Mambi-Q did a homebrew contest, 2 years ago, I think? And we entered two beers, and depending on who you talk to, people thought that we should have won two of the categories, but we didn't. So,
how much meat was in your beer?
There was no
zero meat
in our beer.
They did us some really good food. Maybe Q can really serve up some good food.
Yeah, when you meet those guys, they're a little zany, they're a little wacky, but they could throw down. That's true. They could throw down on the grill, man.
Well, that's where we met Brian and Peter from Middlebrow, and those guys have been nothing but awesome help. Yeah. They've helped us out a lot. You know, when we were trying to do the Kickstarter and plan all these events, we reached out to them, and they're like, hey, you should think about this. So
they're just really sharing, like, stuff that's important, stuff you need to know. Now, you guys had a Kickstarter, and then during the pre-show, we were talking about, like, the very beginning, like, even before now, and you were talking about your relationship with the restaurant and how that really kind of took things in a different direction. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I won't go into specifics because we don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But
as much as you care to share, that's
yeah. So we started 2.5 years ago.
I think so.
But so we started homebrewing, and it was basically one of my buddies invited me over and was like, "Hey, you know, we should brew this beer." And I realized, I mean, we were doing an extract batch, and I was like, really just pour a bunch of sugar in there and that's basically making
beer. Water and add sugar water.
I was like, all right, cool. So then I did 2 extract batches and then I moved straight to all grain. And then it was just kind of brewing for fun. Like I said, it was a hobby. And then I was supposed to move, both of us were supposed to move to Oregon and fell through right at the last minute. So as we
were on a Tuesday and
we were supposed to move on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All of our stuff was packed up in a U-Haul crate. When I found out that it wasn't going to happen, I called U-Haul and I was like, please tell me you did not send that crate across the country yet. It's like, no, it's going out in about an hour. I was like, do not send it, please. In our scramble to find a new apartment, we went to this restaurant. We talked about how, you know, we're homebrewing or whatever. And the owner said, oh, I'd be really interested. So we brought them a couple samples two nights after, whatever it was. And she tried it and she said, wow, this is really good. Like, we think you could do something with this. Would you be interested in brewing exclusively for our restaurant? So at the time, I was like, excuse my language, but I was like, holy shit, like, someone believes in us, like, that's kind of crazy. So we went through all the steps, you know, got incorporated, started getting the ball rolling, and, you know, when it came time for funding, they kind of backed out of everything.
It wasn't even funding, it was, hey, we need, like, we want to, you know, apply for a license with the TTB, like, we need the square footage of where we're going to be set up, you know, in the back. We need, you know, the blueprints and stuff.
It would have been this concept, like this restaurant/brewery concept.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, got it.
Like, we need the blueprints of where we're actually going to be set up so we can actually submit it. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll get that to you. And 2 months later, we still hadn't gotten it from them, you know, despite multiple, you know, emails, text messages. You know, I was actually working at the restaurant, so it was, you know,
a little awkward.
Yeah, it was like, hey, do you have that? Oh, yeah, sure, we'll send it to you tomorrow. Okay.
After a while, you're like walking into work and you see someone's desk and you just take everything and just throw it on the floor. And they're like, what happened to my stuff? You're like, I don't know.
Where's my blueprints?
Well, it's really unfortunate because it was a really cool spot. And it was this big garage that they had nothing back there. So we could have totally just put fermenters, all the brew house, everything back there. And kind of what they wanted was not necessarily a wraparound bar, but they wanted like the brew house enclosed so people could sit around it and see all the equipment and stuff like that. And that was kind of the concept. But, you know, 2 weeks before we launched the Kickstarter, we're trying to plan events because the original idea was flight tasting and slider pairing. So there's going to be three sliders with six beers. And, you know, I was mentioned this earlier, it's better to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission, because I reached out to the alderman and he's like, oh yeah, you can't do this because you need a special like permit or event license. So he told us that they had a hold on their liquor license, so even if they had this, they could not hold these events anyways. So then we were scrambling to get anything, because it's like, hey, our Kickstarter is launching, we need to get our beer out there so people can decide if they want to fund this or not. And, you know, 2 weeks went by. The third week of our Kickstarter was when our first event happened, and then we
had the restaurant, though.
Not at the restaurant.
We scrambled and made alternate arrangements last minute, but
for sure
had an event at Beer Miscuous, and then had a
they've been on the show, Beer Miscuous.
Yeah.
Shout
Beer
out to those guys.
Super
man.
Cool. Great concept. It's like Starbucks, but for beer.
Right.
Which I think makes it then better than Starbucks. You can get coffee in your beer.
Yeah, and we.
I'll be happy when they get like one coffee line.
Just having coffee.
Just
there?
Have coffee.
Yeah. They should get a.
Have your Miscuous?
Yeah.
That'd be baller.
They need Dark Matter to have a iced coffee tap there.
Yes.
Well,
sure.
When we get into the coffee milk stout, those beans were actually.
Dark Matter,
the collaboration they did with the band Mastodon. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a good thing that this thing didn't happen. These guys seem a little unsavory.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. So
but this gave you guys the idea, like, hey, you know, these guys did what we're doing. Let's move forward with what we want to do.
Right. And you know, we were thinking about opening up at the old brew camp location, because that's in Irving Park, Lincoln and Byron. It's right next to this little restaurant called Sola. I think they moved.
Is this the one off the Brown Line or something?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a cool little like garage space with like this really nice area upstairs.
For sure.
So we were looking at that, and then we had a brewery that we've helped out quite a few times reach out to us and say, hey, I know you guys are trying to get started. Would you be interested in contracting with us? So that like completely changed directions again, and now that's where we're at. So finalizing all the fine details of what our contract will be, but the goal is to be in stores by the end of the year.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Can you say who you're contracting with?
It's nothing official, but we can say they're on the north side.
That's awesome.
Okay. We'll find out afterwards.
I think...
The anticipation will get you.
Gosh. I'll keep drinking and I'll forget to ask. That's what's going to happen.
We just don't want it to fall through or like something.
Yeah, I mean, we went there last Thursday and we measured out the space that we're going to be using. You know, we're going to start with a 7-barrel tank.
How far did you have to drive to get there?
You would have to take a bus.
We could take
it's
a bus
west.
There.
All right. He's narrowing it down.
I know, I'm sorry. I feel so shady, too, not being able to say it.
I texted the owner last night. I was like, hey, you know, we're doing this podcast tomorrow. Do you mind if we say anything? But he never got back to me,
so.
But, like, we went in there last Thursday and measured out the area that we're going to be renting. And, you know, it's basically we just need something signed, and it's... That's
fair enough.
It
sounds like things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome. Right on. Yeah. So I only went to one event this week.
What'd you do?
I went to...
you went to two, but you just don't want to talk about the other one.
All right, yeah. All
right, talk about the other one.
All right, so I'm not into show tunes, but our guest is into show tunes.
Yes. I am.
No, but I was pouring, real quick, man. I was pouring beers for Goose at Millennium Park, and the lady who sings a Frozen song was there. What's her name? Adina Menzel was
Adele
there.
Adele Dazeem, if you ask...
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Oh, yeah, because apparently he has dyslexia. Apparently I got it, too. No, No, he's got dyslexia, and he's like screwed our name up. That's what I heard.
Really?
That was the story that night. You know?
That's what he's saying now.
Oh, that's what he's saying now. Yeah. Oh, so anyway.
And Ashley Simpson forgot the lyrics to her. Or no, she had a acid reflux the night of the SNL.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry.
So I'm pouring beers for Goose Island on a Sunday night, and this lady's there. Apparently, she's like huge in like the Academy Awards world and the Broadway and you know.
And the girls under 8 years old.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, that was creepy.
But she did bring, like, you know, for Let It Go, the big song, she brought like 25 kids up and sang this song, and this song ran for like a half hour. It was out of control. But just bringing it back to a beer context, they had 8,000 people there. The place holds 11. 8,000 is good for a Sunday, though. And then Goose just brought their core lineup. Okay. You know, there's like 5 dates a year where Goose can just bring all their beers. And this was one of them.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. But I've been singing, you know.
Let It Go.
The cold doesn't matter. Bother me anyway. I've been singing that shit like all week. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of Broadway stuff. She's pretty great.
Sherry, we're going to start our own podcast where you can talk about Broadway stuff after this.
Real quick, though. In the beginning, she was a total diva. Like, during soundcheck, she's like doing her thing. And then some guy from security's taking pictures. She's like, excuse me, sir. Who are you? Is it necessary to take photos of me right now? And it sent the whole security. All right, guys, make sure you don't photograph her before the show. So they went into that whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, but yeah, a lot of beer sold on the Sunday night there.
I'm sure. But what's the event
I digress. I digress. Brooklyn Brewery was in town all week. They do this thing called the Mash, where they just go to like 4 or 5 cities and just showcase their catalog and talk about their beers, right?
So it's like Goose's.
It's almost like, it's kind of like a migration week.
Migration week, yeah.
Similar in a sense that, yeah, they're emphasizing like certain markets, okay. Right? So there was another podcast. It was in Logan, Michael's podcast, Good Brew Hunting. He does a live podcast, and Garrett Oliver was there.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to check this out, man. He brought 4 different beers. One of them was called Ghost Bottles. Have you guys heard of these?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So apparently he's like, you know, the whole concept is, you know, when they first started, they would do beers like Black Ops and just give Black Ops to certain accounts before they sold it. But then, like, people started demanding Black Ops because it was so good. So now it's like, you know what? We're just going to have these bottles called Ghost Bottles, and we just won't sell them at all. And that's where the concept came from. So if I got this right, it's a beer you can't buy. They serve it at festivals. And it's almost like a wild fermented wine barrel-aged version of beers like Sriracha Ace, local number 1 and 2.
Huh.
And they're large format bottles that they don't sell, essentially.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it was cool, man. He said that 40% of all the beer they make is being exported right now, which I didn't know.
Really?
That's pretty neat.
Norway, outside of Boston and New York, Norway is Brooklyn Brewery's third largest market.
Wow. Yeah.
I can't remember where I heard that from someone else recently that like the Scandinavian countries are just importing like crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty wild, man. He did a... This is his 20th year with Brooklyn Brewery, and the full podcast will be up on their website maybe like in a week or so. But it was really cool, man. I got to try a Creek barrel aged barley wine, and then this ghost bottle, which was fun. And then it ended up being a barbecue in the backyard where like the guy from the Butcher and the Larder was there. Bang Bang had like these lemon pies. It was a win. It was actually pretty good, man. So cheers to those guys.
Jeez, Kaiser puts on quite a event. I just got my Saturday at Kaiser's.
Yeah, man. I'm like, dude. Yeah, and then shout out to the crew, man, because one of the guys there, he's like, we talked about this show because he listened to the show, man, and it was pretty cool running into that because that really happens, you know, where you like see people and they like really they listen to the show.
They like heard your voice. You like leaned in.
Maybe was that it?
Say something.
He's like, can you say that again? No, because the first time I saw one of the dudes from Beer Download, that's the first thing I said was like, dude, I know your voice. Yeah, I tried not to be creepy. This guy was super cool, but I'm pretty sure I sounded creepy when I said it, you know.
Talk to me.
Yeah, man. So, that's it, man. That's all I went to.
Well, it seems like a pretty solid week for both of us. We're almost done with this red ale. You want to tell us about the other beer before we jump in?
You want to talk about the red ale, or...?
Did we not talk about the red ale?
Not yet.
Oh,
no.
We didn't even talk about it. We just drank it.
Yeah. So again, kind of playing with the silliness that I feel kind of incorporates my sense of humor. But so we, again, this is the Crimson Orbital Propulsion System. uses Apollo, Comet, and Galaxy hops. This is the first time we've used molasses in a beer. I think you can kind of tell because it's a little cloudy. So we weren't really expecting that, but I don't know. It turned, again, like we said, we brought two experimental beers in, so please be as harsh as you want if you don't like them. Because honestly, I would rather have honest feedback than someone tell me, yeah, your beer is good, and then you find out that it's not. So if you don't like it, please tell me. But it turned out a lot different than I was expecting because, you know, we're going for a red IPA, but I think that molasses leaves a little bit of a lasting sweetness to it that kind of balances out the bitterness to it, and I like it a lot. I've been drinking it a lot at home.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty tasty. Yeah, the molasses does change what you'd expect a red IPA to be.
Yeah.
That's kind of why we're bunching it in with a American Amber Ale as well, because if you look at the vital statistics for the BJCP, they're pretty much the same. So.
Okay. Nice. And then what's the last beer we have here?
The last beer is the Divinations. So as we mentioned earlier, this is a coffee milk stout, and we used Dark Matter beans. They did a collaboration with the band Mastodon. And Mastodon is one of my favorite bands.
They're a heavy metal band.
Heavy metal band, if you're not familiar with them.
One of the big four?
Are they?
Is there a big four?
There's a big four.
No, they're not. Oh, so the big four is Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, and...
Mastodon.
Megadeth.
Yeah.
Mastodon's been around for 10 years, I think. But they're, I don't know, I like them a lot because they... Even though they are a hardcore metal band, they don't take them... Uh-oh.
Got ourselves a gusher.
Yeah, so we brewed this actually a little... It's been aging for quite some time. Not too long. Probably about but
since
months?
February. Yeah.
So it's been aging for a while. So the carbonation is a little much right now. But, yeah. Sorry about that.
But, yeah.
Carbonation will go great with some metal right now.
Some metal, yeah.
They, like I was saying, they don't take themselves too seriously. Like, if you go and watch some of their videos, it's like one of them, they're live-action role-playing, and, yeah.
Well, there's another one. There's, like, a bunch of, it's one of, like, their heaviest songs, and there's just a bunch of girls twerking everywhere.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yeah. And it's just, it doesn't make any sense with what the song sounds like or what's going on in the video. Then all of a sudden, there's just these... girls that you would expect to be like in a different genre sort of video, and it's the first time I saw it, I was like, what are you watching? What's on the TV right now?
Well, that's funny. I don't think I've ever really listened to Mastodon. Friends that do, but
But this was the beans that were used were the collaboration with Mastodon. So I believe they were soaked in.
They were soaked in bourbon. I don't remember what bourbon barrels they were soaked in. But the coffee beans were actually soaked in bourbon barrels, which is pretty cool. You could taste that a lot more, just in the regular coffee.
Okay.
We just got a bag of the coffee, and it is one of their normal, is it Unicorn Blood?
Mm-hmm.
Unicorn Blood is their standing beans that they always have.
They recently changed the label on you. Have you seen the new Unicorn Blood label?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they changed the label completely.
Okay, I don't usually pick it up because it's like their dark espresso blend. So.
True.
And I've been drinking their iced coffee, Chocolate City, all summer. So.
Yeah, the bomber.
That sounds amazing. Bomber,
I don't need coffee beans in the summer. I just drink growlers of that.
Yeah, seriously.
How'd you guys do the coffee? Like,
Cold press. Yeah, did it cold steep for 24 hours, and then just threw it in with 5 minutes left of the boil.
Okay. Nice.
This is my favorite of the three.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I like this.
This is actually, once we get up and running, this will be actually probably one of our flagships, I think, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. The red IPA with the sweetness, a little overly sweet for me.
Okay.
But this hits the spot for me.
Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. I like the aroma on it a lot.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, so... as we sip on this and get our little buzz and mess with our like our weird dreams we're going to have here tonight. What events do we have? I feel like basically everything is Saturday, right? Do we have anything before Saturday?
I got nothing. If you guys got something during the week, I got nothing until Saturday this week.
Free advertising here, but you cannot go wrong with Northdown, in my opinion. I feel like they got something going on, like, every Thursday, every weekend. I know they had Rob Sayers that did the label for Gumball Head. Did an art show this past weekend on Friday and Saturday, I believe. But
we have a Sour event going on, a Sour and Goza event.
Yeah, I think that's next week. So
Labor
not.
Day? Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
But they usually have something going on, like, every week, it seems like.
Northdown, it's one of the haunts that the off-color guys
love. Yeah. We see Laffler there all the time.
And side note, man, speaking of Laffler, when I went to the GBH studio, there are two frame portraits as soon as you walk in. One of them is Reinberg.
Nudes of Laffler.
They're not nudes. One of them's Reinberg, who used to be with Virtue. Now he's with the Sam Adams Cider Company. Oh, then the other one's Laffler.
Yeah.
Not nude?
He's, unfortunately, no.
Near nude?
No, he is not nude.
How about Bitches the Cat? Is Bitches the Cat nude?
Bitches the Cat is not there. Yet.
Too busy running for president.
Everyone hears this, Bitches the Cat will be in the studio.
Podcast with Bitches the Cat.
It was funny because awesome. Last Phobab, like I said, we see Laffler at Northdown a lot. And we went to Phobab and we ran into him and we're kind of chit-chatting with him. And this was like right when we got incorporated, so we had a lot of momentum. We're like, hey, is there anything like you can tell us? You know, we're new, we're starting out, we're trying to get off the ground. He's like, yeah, just wash your hands after you pick your nose. That was the only advice that he gave me.
We were like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, solid advice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Someone else said, don't make shitty beer. I don't remember who that was, but someone else was like, don't make shitty beer.
Yeah, okay. I think that was Brendan from Beguile.
Oh, okay.
These are both, like, really good.
On the Hopcast, Ken and I say often, like, just don't poop in your beer. You know, just don't do that.
But you did do the podcast on the Brown Note.
Yeah. I don't think they pooped.
That was just...
The label.
Yeah.
It was just Randall through some tidy whities, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, did you see that?
That's a real thing, huh?
Yeah. That's a real thing.
That's funny.
At their tap room. Was it the tap room?
Yeah.
They Randalled it through the tidy beer whities. Through tidy whities.
Who is this?
Basically as a big, like,
against
F-U.
The grain.
Against the grain, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Surprise, surprise. Like, against the grain did that.
Against the grain thing.
Don't they have a female brewer? Like, one of their head brewers is female. So they're not like this, like, dude... I guess brewery, so it's kind of like their image kind of presents that.
Yeah.
Anyway, events.
Sorry, we digress.
So Saturday, what we have like 30 events happening.
Well, there's at least three.
Like, if you're not drinking at one of these,
then yeah,
you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, Deschutes is in town. Cool. They're doing a pop-up block party in Logan Square. So they got this 400-foot bar that they're bringing. And they're raising money, like a portion of the proceeds go to like local businesses. And then they're bringing like maybe 20 of their beers. They're partnering with Revolution. Revolution's going to have a lot of beers there. It's a block party. It's running all day from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
So they just set up a bar like in the street?
They set up a bar in the middle of the street, shut off the block, and pour beer all day long.
That's like the greatest block party ever.
I'm excited. I'm kind of curious about what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Do you know what street? It's just in Logan? Do you know
it's in Logan. I don't have the exact streets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just walk around until you find it.
Check that.
Just wander.
I'll include a link on the website.
Yeah. Whoa. It's that goddamn mugwort.
It's the muggle wort.
You've been like cursed or hexed or, you know, magic.
Or all three.
You've been hexed by Harry Potter.
The Midwest Brewers Fest is this weekend. This is the fifth annual Midwest Brewers Fest. It used to be a fundraiser for the Plainfield River, right? Because it got hit by a tornado.
Hurricane.
It got hit by
just the river that was only hit by the hurricane, nowhere else.
Hurricane right in northern Illinois there. No. Yeah, but they moved this year, so they're going to be in Willow Springs this year.
This is the one that was all muddy and got last year shut down, and people complained, and then they didn't give any money back.
They've traditionally had problems with the city of Plainfield, so they're really...
Well, Plainfield, it's far. It's really no one should be living there. It's dangerous. There's tornadoes all the time.
Two of my best friends grew up in Plainfield.
don't forget about the hurricanes.
Well, I'm glad they did not ever get struck by a hurricane.
They both moved to Colorado, so...
Where there's no hurricanes.
They're moving to... this party is not moving to Colorado. It's moving to Willow Springs, Illinois. All
right.
So a little bit close to the city.
Where's Willow Springs?
Willow Springs is off 55, maybe.
So southwest?
Southwest of the city. I'm guessing like 20 miles on 55 south.
Okay. Not as far as Plainfield.
Not as far. Actually closer to the city than Plainfield is.
Okay.
The other fest that is happening this weekend is 350 Fest. So 350 Brewing's out in Tinley Park. They're doing a party at the Tinley Park Convention Center. They're going to bring like 20 Chicago breweries, Chicagoland breweries. They're going to have three bands, and then they're going to party at the Convention Center, which is actually across the street from the brewery, which is cool.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. This fest is $35. It's going to start at 350.
Oh, okay.
And it'll go till 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's some pretty specific timing.
350 cool. Brewing.
That's smart. That's really smart.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
And then also on Saturday, I got a message from buddy Jeremy. He's working over at Plank Road Tap Room.
Yeah.
And they're having a half-acre brewing party event from 2 to 6. It's basically a backyard barbecue featuring a sneak peek at Half Acre's new chef. So that is, I assume Half Acre is going to have food, right?
Yeah, and their new brewery? Tap room. Because they're going to be, what are they doing with their tap room now? They're expanding it out?
Well, they've moved to the new, canning facility and new production facility, but I believe where all their fermenters were now, this is what they're turned into their kitchen.
That's really cool. That's Lincoln.
And where do you guys live? Are you guys up?
We're off of Lincoln and, Irving Park, basically.
Yeah, basically Lincoln, Irving, Byron. So, in between Roscoe Village and Lincoln Square.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome area.
Yeah.
Tons to do.
Right on.
We're, 10-minute walk from Half Acre, less than 5 minutes to Beguile. We haven't stopped by Spiteful, but...
Spiteful's right around us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 1090's moving up there, and then, Dovetail?
I think so.
Is moving behind Beguile, I think.
Dovetail's a brewery?
I believe so.
I haven't heard anything about them at all.
I like 1090.
They
were 1090's moving.
They were another one's breweries way up north.
Yeah.
They're moving to the
Zion.
Zion.
Yeah.
They Middlebrow contracts with 1090.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and I think there's another one, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Interesting.
So Plank Road is out in Elgin, and it's appropriate that I bring them up on this episode because Good Beer Hunting did all their branding and the design.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Check that out.
That's cool.
From the pictures I've seen, it looks like a really nice spot. So definitely if you can make it out there for some barbecue, and I wouldn't put it past Half Acre to have a good chef. So it's probably going to be pretty tasty. That's the only event I came across, and that's also on Saturday.
That's four. We got four events.
Four events.
We good.
But it's loaded and Saturday.
Yeah.
And look at me, I'll probably just stay at home. I probably won't go.
Yeah, right.
Also sounds like a pretty good Saturday.
Yeah. I think I do have some barbecues to go do, so maybe I'll make it out somewhere and then go to Friends Barbecue.
For sure.
I won't have this Half Acre Chef barbecue.
For sure.
Before we get out of here, do we have any beer news?
We got a little bit of news. These are actually pretty big stories this week. One of them's local, one of them's not so local. We're going to start with Minneapolis, Minnesota. So General Mills, Wheaties, is based up there. Wheaties is getting into the beer game, man.
I was wondering where you're going with this story.
We're going to put Wheaties in all of our beer.
Okay.
Make it crispy.
Wheaties is collaborating with Fulton Brewery up in Minneapolis. They're going to make tall boys of Hefe Wheaties. Hefeweizen's a wheat beer. Wheaties is a wheat cereal. It actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we jump the shark now, since
Wheaties is making beer, man.
But the yoga, Lululemon got into beer recently.
Lululemon got into beer?
Yeah.
So are the cans going to be see-through?
Yeah, clear cans.
Excellent for fermentation.
Is this like too, are we too far now?
There's a lot going on here, man. Wheaties is making beer now. That's crazy. I mean, I like Wheaties. Are they going to put athletes on the cans?
Probably.
Yeah, that's coming next, right?
Beer athletes?
I'd rather like Cinnamon Toast Crunch make a beer, though.
Oh.
That'd be awesome.
Well, didn't Pipeworks do beer deals or something like that?
Oh, they did. They made a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a top three all-time cereal for me.
Absolutely.
I love that cereal. Yeah. Oh, so these cans are going to be...
Wheaties, though. I don't know.
It's only good if you're an athlete.
August 26th is when these cans are going to launch. They're going to start in the Twin Cities. Though I'm pretty sure they'll make their way down here. I'm pretty sure if you got some Not Your Father's Root Beer, you can probably trade for some Wheaties. Hefe Wheaties.
No, Not Your Father's Root Beer is everywhere now.
I saw on Twitter earlier that they're going to start releasing in 12-ounce cans and bottles.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're crushing it.
They got to, get rowdy like the rowdy, They got to compete with those cans.
For sure, man.
This is a weird, why, if you're going to make a Wheaties beer, you need to just, launch it all across the country right away. Yeah. Not, a small market, because...
Wheaties, the cereal is all across the country, and this can's going to have the exact same branding, the color scheme and everything.
Should just put them in the cereal aisle.
Right. It's like a buy one, get one free.
Yeah. Just attach them. Just attach, two cans. Uh-huh. You know how, when you buy deodorant, it'll be buy one, get one free, and they'll automatically be wrapped together? Uh-huh. They should just do that with the Wheaties.
Especially if you're at, Sam's Club, or what's the
it
other
makes
one?
Sense.
Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah. If you're at Costco, this needs to happen.
I think they should just put the can inside the box itself.
Oh, it's
kind of like your prize, yeah.
Okay. And so then, who's the first person?
Not that we're encouraging kids to drink here, but what were you gonna say?
It's for the adults.
When are we gonna see the first YouTube video of someone pouring the Wheaties wheat as their milk?
Released, guarantee it.
I mean, I'll do it. I won't eat it, but I'll do it.
You gotta eat it, too. You gotta try it. That's not good.
That's some crunchy beer.
All right, Wheaties beer.
Wheaties beer is a thing, and it comes out August 26th in Minneapolis. South Loop Brewing Company, they're making a beer for Mike Ditka's restaurants. Yeah, they're for all of them. They're making a lime wit ale called Witka.
Okay.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then a little bit more news. Go ahead,
They're going to have Witka, and then Argus has the Jared Payton.
And they have the Jared Payton sweetness. So sweetness and Witka.
But that's South Loop Brewing. That's not Argus.
Yeah, South Loop. And then Argus is in Pullman, which is a little further south, maybe 9 miles south of downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So one more bit of news. Like Minds Brewing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is actually moving to Chicago. And they're moving not too far from the studio. They're moving to the old Goose Island Fulton Barrel Warehouse.
Right.
And right across the street from Goose Island, basically.
That's cool.
I don't know if I don't know where I heard this, probably from Ken or somebody else, but they're going to have beer at the Goose Island Block Party. They're going to open their door.
this space, if you haven't been over there, so Goose Island
during the Block Party.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I may have just spoiled some news. That's
in the works. Goose Island is all they're doing.
The fuck?
Who told you?
Yeah, man. So Goose's production facility, which opened in '96, is a couple blocks from here. And then they used to have their beer warehouse literally a block south of that. They went to a bigger space, further west. And we talked, it's funny. We talked about this. This is where they would have 312-day Chicago Craft Beer Week events in this space, the old beer warehouse. And I was talking to, Calvin from Spiteful about this, because he was like, dude, this place is for rent. Anybody can rent this space. Why wouldn't Goose just buy this space? And now this brewery from Green Bay is moving into this space. Yeah. So.
Is that around where they had their dodgeball tournament this year during Chicago Craft Beer
That's
Week?
That's the new warehouse.
That's the new, okay.
Yeah.
This
is
at Fulton Wood.
This is basically at Fulton Wood.
We haven't been there yet. We actually talked about going there after
West
this.
Walnut. Walnut's just a block south of Wood.
Okay. I think they have plans to have a tap room, but it's weird that we have Like Minds and then Pig Minds
all in the same area.
So what are your thoughts on, was it Wiseacre that's coming to Chicago? Yeah. And obviously that's similar to Half Acre.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we can't do Bold Dog. Sorry.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. Well, is it right? Because Wiseacre is all one word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there is Half Acre.
Tennessee?
Yeah, so he used to brew at Rock Bottom Chicago.
And Rock Bottom Warble. He started Popfest.
Yeah, and then but he's from Memphis, so he moved there to start the brewery.
Okay.
And he's been in the market for like a month or so. Yeah, this Like Mind Brewing Project is a culinary project, kind of like culinary brewing, right?
Kind of like Jared's.
Kind of like Jared's project. Okay. Yeah. It's a chef that hooked up with a brewer. They were making their beer at Hinterland up in Green Bay.
Okay.
And now they're going to brew down here. So the brewmaster is a guy who brewed at Dogfish Head as well as Molson in Europe.
That's pretty cool.
So you should be able to expect their beer like within a month here, I think, that they got.
I feel like you should also expect some really good beer coming out of them. We used to brew at Dogfish Head.
This is turning into a fantastic little stop here. You get off at the Green Line Ashland here.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at three breweries all of a sudden.
That's awesome.
Right at the Green Line.
I've never even, except for going to Cobra Lounge, I've never been out in this area.
Well, I think the Chaos Homebrew Group is just up the street too, isn't it?
I don't know.
They're off one of the metro stops. Is it the Western Metro stop?
I can't remember the exact name, but I was a part of their homebrew group for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And there's another brewery down the street, too. I'm blanking on the name, too.
Oh, you're talking about Unani.
Unani, yeah.
Unani is in the neighborhood as well.
Yeah, okay. So they're right around
the corner. They make great stuff.
Maya's on tap at the Ritz-Carlton right now.
That's pretty cool.
But he doesn't have, like, a tap room or anything. It's basically, like, kind of a garage.
He kind of makes everything by hand. That's pretty cool. So we just named four breweries.
Like two blocks.
In like a two-block radius of like, what is this?
But Goose is only open from 2 to 8 on Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is from like noon to 6 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they have like kind of weird hours. Because it is a strange area, I don't think they want people like hanging around back there. It's kind of not the safest place to
be. Things get weird after dark,
yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah, but that's kind of anywhere.
touche.
All right. Well, we should get out of here. Where can people find your beer, get their hands on it, taste it?
I mean...
We can give it away for free.
We can't sell you it.
We can't legally sell, but if you want to donate to our cause, that is totally fine.
Shameless plugging there.
So, whatever.
but no, seriously.
But seriously, that's kind of what our goal is right now, is figuring out where we want to go specifically. If whoever's listening to this, if you want to meet us in person, we're at Black Rock on Addison and Damon like every Sunday.
No, but seriously, come there. They have $5 brunch and it's great. So
we're doing a lot of free advertising.
Because when we went, when you broke
the Black Rock?
Yeah. Well, we didn't go together, but.
Oh, that was for Lafler's?
Yeah, when you broke the Penrose story.
Oh, yeah.
It was at Black Rock.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't serving food that day, so I'm curious now.
Their food's great. They have they have a breakfast burrito that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Right. And it's $5 brunch. It opens at 11. Goes until 3.
Well, I used to live right around the corner from there, so I've been going to their brunch 5 years, something like that.
But
we're pretty sure... And if Goldie is listening to this and he doesn't put us on tap, I'll be kind of upset. But, we know those guys really well. We're going to try to get into the North Down. We know Joe and Carly from Bottles and Cans really well. They've already told us we have shelf space.
I love your brunch. If you don't put us on tap, I'm never coming again.
I mean, we'll be coming, but I'll just give him the stink eye.
No, but seriously, I mean, if we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, just look us up. If you want to try our stuff, just send us a message.
Yeah.
We have no problem donating some free beer. Just if you're out of the city, you have to come to us, though, because we don't have a car.
Okay.
So, sorry.
My car got stolen 2 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Motherfucker.
This is the night after the Blackhawks won 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Crazy. But, yeah.
This was fun, man. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This
is great.
If you want to follow Chicago Beer Pass, we're on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. All the episodes get posted on chicagobeerpass.com. Links to things we talk about, guests that are on, all that's there. And go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a review. We love seeing those. It gets more people drinking Chicago beer, which is probably the most important thing and why we do this show, to get more people drinking. Right? Yeah. No? Is that not why we do it? Not
even my mother's going to love to hear that one.
Of age, people. I didn't say
everybody. Not those 8-year-olds that deem themselves.
I can listen to Frozen. They don't need a drink.
Let it go. God, I've been singing that song all week.
Find the Wheaties.
Do you need to sing us out on this episode?
The cold doesn't bother me anyway.